money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby. And then I prospered at Godspeed and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Season, nigga, I need
Welcome back to another episode of Prosper to Godspeed. It is your host, Godspeed. Hope y'all doing good. Whatever time of the day, whatever day that you're listening to this episode. As always, we're going to start off in a short prayer. Lord, thank you for the strength, Lord, the mental strength, Lord, to bounce back from trials and things that may be sent our way to derail us. Lord, thank you for giving us the strength, sending us your angels to protect us and help us to stay focused on our missions and our goals, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hope y'all are doing good. On today's episode, I just want to kind of, it's almost like I'm learning that it's a key to life, okay? I'm learning that it's a key to life. As a Christian, a follower of Christ, okay? As a follower of Christ, when I started to get older as time goes by, I learned that I had to learn how to, and I'm still learning how to trust God more than myself. Okay, so let me break this down in a way that I feel like I can deliver it and a lot of people can understand it. So what I mean is, you know, bluntly, we have to stop trying to rely so much on what we say we can do or what we can do. Because in the grand scheme of things, God don't give a blip about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't care about none of that. Like, he may have blessed you with the talent to be good at everything you do and put you in places where you have connections to everybody. But all of that don't mean anything if you're trying to do or have without God. See what I'm saying? So when I say trusting yourself more, trusting God more than you trusting yourself, excuse me. It's like what the people at church say: submit your life to Christ, submit your life to. And I'm be honest with you, I'm still, you know, learning a lot of stuff as a follower of Christ. And I believe that's how it's supposed to go. Like, you're supposed to progress. You're supposed to learn, you know, every day and become a better person of Christ every year, you know, however it is. Like, you're just supposed to learn. You're not going to know everything right off the bat. But trusting in God more than you trust in yourself will relieve a lot of stress and a lot of pressure that you may have on yourself, or they, you know, I may have on myself. You know, this is something that I have struggled with and still struggle with every once in a while. Even now, as I record this episode, like, have to trust in God more than trust in yourself. You know, you may be uprooted from something and then, like, abruptly, and then be in a season of not knowing what's gonna happen. And it's like, any person, majority of the time in that situation, will be breaking neck and legs trying to get to whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you trust in God, it gives a sense of peace. It's like, I'ma just do what I can. You know, that don't mean that you're taking days off or you being lazy or you doing nothing. It literally means I'm going to do what's in my power. All that is, you know, if it's trying to find another job, it's looking for jobs, applying for them, okay, and trusting God with it. Pray about it, trust God with it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Not look for the job, apply for the job, and then email and call HR every other day about your application. Because what that is, I don't know if you ever heard the saying, but whatever comes to you by force is basically, it's not for you. You're going to have problems with it. See what I'm saying? But whatever comes to you on its own will be yours and yours forever. And I had heard that. I heard that and I thought about that. I said, dang, everything that I tried to force, it didn't really work out. Relationships. When I met my wife, it just happened naturally. It just happened naturally, you know. And I laugh because it's so, that saying, so few words, but a big meaning, you know. And you have to, like, you have to learn to trust God with your life, as hard as it may be, because we're just wired to feel like we got to do this and that to have everything that we want, or feel like we deserve, or what we desire. We got to feel like we got to do this, we got to feel like we got to do that. But when you learn to trust in God, it's like these things like be given to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a preacher or anything like that, but I'm doing my part, I feel like, in helping people when I speak God's word. How very short they may be, how long-winded they may be, however, whatever it is, I feel like I'm doing my part. The Bible says, seek the kingdom of God first and all these things will be given to you. And I ain't gonna lie, when I first heard that as a jit, I was just like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna be a Christian, and then I'm gonna be a Christian, and then I'm gonna get everything I ever wanted. You know what I'm saying? So as I got older, I started to understand. Like, I mean, God knows what is in your heart. You, like, we can't fool God, obviously, right? You can't fool the Creator. You can't fool who is connected, who is inside of you. You can't fool him. You know what I'm saying? So obviously, if you do something with ill intentions, or you're just doing something for this, for that, you know, God knows. So she's probably saying, like, how do I know if I'm, you know, seeking the kingdom of God, like, wholeheartedly, not just trying to get stuff? That's something I had to ask myself for a long time, and inside, I felt like, you know. But I feel like as you get older, you start to see, like, nothing in this earth really, really matters, you know, other than being a godly person. You know what I'm saying? Like, the cars, the clothes, accolades, acknowledgements, none of that really matters, because I said this before, we're going to leave, our souls are going to leave this place one day, and we're going to have to be judged by Jesus. By God, like, do we get in or not? So, as I got older and I started thinking about that stuff, I said, man, I really want to be accepted by God, like, by Jesus. I really want to be accepted by them. And, you know, and a lot of times we overcomplicate it, but I don't think it's meant to be complicated. You know, spending time with God, praying, doing good works in the world, giving more than you receive, just being a good-hearted individual. But I'm at the point now where I'm learning to get to be more in my Bible, to have devotions, to have Bible study with my wife, and in a few years, our family. So, you know, and pastors will tell you to this day, you know, seek the kingdom of God, all this will be given to you. So, trust. We have to learn to trust in God more than we trust in ourselves, because God is all-knowing, all-powerful. All this stuff we think that we do on our own, come on, man, let's be real. God controls everything. So if something, when we get a big promotion or we get this or that, it's just God saying, like, you know what I'm saying, my boy, you know, my girl, you go. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm blessing, you know, I'm blessing you. That's because that's what I do, you know. We're gonna have our hard times, our trials and tribulations, and low times. But God is always there, you know. He you're not, just because you're a Christian, because I'm a Christian, that don't mean I'm not gonna have hard times. Gonna have a lot of hard times, you know. Part of it, but we put so much stock in ourselves, and we become so possessed and so focus on us, like, me, you know, like, I need to do this, I need to do that, so I can get this. What if you just shut up? Like, what if you just shut up, pray about the desires of your heart and just let God handle it. You just do what you do. You know, that like when I say that, I don't mean you do absolutely nothing. I mean like you're not worrying while you're waiting. You see what I'm saying? Like you're having patience while you wait. That's what I mean. That's probably the best way. This is the better way to say it. I'm learning to be patient while I wait on these things I ask for God. Like, pray for it and just be patient. Be in good spirits about it. Be hopeful about it. That's faith. And let God bless me. And let God, you know, and a lot of things, something I'm still struggling with too is, you know, you have, like, learning to let God's will be placed upon your life. Because what I want to do might not be God's will. And I want to be okay with it. You know, I want to be okay with that. If God walked through this door right now and said, Godspeed ain't going to ever take off. That ain't what I got for you in this world. I might look at God and be like, dang, word. That's tough. That's tough, G. Like, that's tough, man. I might look at him like that. That's tough. You mean to tell me I'm having this much fun recording on this mic and stuff and YouTube and I ain't gonna blow up or be big like I envision? Nah, you ain't. I ain't gonna. He probably say that ain't a waste of time because you helping people for sure. But the way you see it going, where you see it going, that ain't what I got for you. And I might just look at him and say, dang. But when I look at him, I want to be okay and just be like, all right, well, I'm a, you know, if it's okay if I keep doing it, he probably say, yeah. But just know, fix your heart on what I want for your life. And that's something a lot of Christians probably struggle with because we all want money. We all want nice things, sure enough. But I'm learning that you can have all those things if you let God place his will upon your life and stop trying to go against the grain. See what I'm saying? So we have to learn to just back off a little bit. Like it's real easier said than done. I'm gonna be 100. But it's just one of those things you just learn in your journey following Christ. You know, because he doesn't want us to, you know, suffer and stuff like that. Yes, our faith will be tested to be developed and things like that. But nobody really understands why God, you know, does what he do and why he do it at the times that he do. Because that's just, he don't have the answer to nobody. But I believe if we, PTG, we learn how to step back and trust God with the direction of our lives, we'll be so much happier. And when you just think about pursuing something and you think about how stressed you be, a lot of the times, like, that ain't normal. Like, society just makes it think that it's normal to be staying up all types of hours trying to do something. That's bull. That's just cap, bro. I do not believe in that at all. Like, yeah, you might have to have some long nights here and there to get a project done. But a lot of the times, if you're doing something like that, you're doing that for somebody else. You know, you just work for them. But I don't think it's supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I shared that analogy. Like, if God just walked right through the door and was just like, you know, PDG, your entrepreneur brand ain't gonna ever take off. Like, how you saying? You know, because I got something for you. Like, I want to be okay with that. I remember talking to my friends and our little friend husband group, and we were just talking about something, and I said I want to be okay. I want to learn how to, I want to be okay. I want to fix my spirit, my mind to be okay if God says what you want for your life is not what I'm going to give you. I want to be okay with it. And I feel like we all need to be trying to pursue that type of mindset. Like I said, I'm not a preacher. I'm just a follower of Christ, learning every day to be more like Christ and to trust in him more with the things that, you know, may bother me or things that I may want, you know. So I hope y'all find some you can take away from this episode. And I hope that it fills you, it feeds you, and that we can apply it to your life. And just reach out, you know. Like I said, I'm not a preacher or anything, but I can, you know, probably point you in the right direction. So you can start getting a good word, getting your spirit fed, getting your spirit built up, so you can be living, you know, a prosperous life, being happy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. So just reach out. Always and forever, Godspeed. Two.
You got money problems, I'm sorry. Hey. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, power, yeah. I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Four season, nigga, I need.